right, and we're back with IPLS on Air. This is Noemi, and you're Grace.
Yes, I am.
I realized that I didn't like prompt that correctly, the way Cecily and I used to do that. This one's like seems like such a long time ago. This music is very familiar.
Yeah, this is sort of the unofficial theme song.
It is
for the first promos that you guys put out, mm-hmm. right?
It super feels very calming to it.
I agree. I listen to this one all the time.
Yeah, it's very nice. But we're back and we're going to be talking about education. I guess we can kind of start off with saying some of the like classes and teachers and like mm-hmm. Experiences that we've had at West.
Yeah, I mean, as a senior who's gone there, you know, for 4 years, plus I've always been like that kid who's taken like 0 hours so I can like take an extra biology class or an extra social studies class or something. Mm-hmm. So I've taken a lot of classes at West. Are you like the same way? Have you stayed, you know, like, have you done like full days all year, if that makes sense?
Pretty much. I had a study hall my freshman year, and then now I just don't have 6th hour. But gotcha. Like, I didn't really do the whole like summer school 0 hour thing.
Yeah, this is my first year with a study hall, and may I just say, it's awesome. I don't have to do any work at home.
That's nice. Yeah, I know, it's like almost hard to get work done though too at the same time.
Yeah, I
it's
mean
like so quiet and such an awkward environment.
Yeah, I feel like it's a weird amount of time. I just don't like getting work done at home because, like, I feel like my home time is like, okay, it's time to decompress now. Mm-hmm. And then if I get home and do homework, it's like, it's just never going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like we both kind of stay close to social studies too.
Yeah. Social studies and science are kind of my big mm-hmm. loves because I want to go into education and nice. I also want to go into counseling. So, and like child and adolescent counseling.
Yeah.
So they really like flow together. And I'm very, very passionate about like activism and stuff like that. People have asked me like, do you want to go into, you know, being an advocate and activism and stuff like that? And I'm like, I think it's more of a hobby mm-hmm. for me. I don't think I could do it full time because, oh my goodness, it's exhausting. It's so tiring, but it's mm-hmm. still something I'm super passionate about.
Yeah. I think that kind of also, I don't know, it kind of brings up the point too of like, for me, I'm really interested in like nonprofit management and education, and I feel like education is a form of activism.
Oh, absolutely, because you're advocating for, you know, I mean, what we think is fact, other people don't think is fact. So mm-hmm. spreading, you know, knowledge about the fact that science is scientific fact, you know,
yeah,
is seen kind of as a form of activism now, when it's in reality, it's literally just saying scientific fact. Mm-hmm. But I think it is a form of activism. It's educating our future voters. Mm-hmm. I think how you do that really shapes the course of our youth.
Right, yeah. And I worry about that, too, with our class, with the idea that, you know, we talk about climate change. Mm-hmm. And we kind of have to go over, like, what climate change is and how it's, like, an ideology. But it's not an ideology. It's a fact that it's happening.
Yep. Teachers
and we kind of have to get past that to
yep.
get to the part where we actually find the solution.
Yep. Teachers are like, I don't want to get too political, but this is science. And I'm like, when did science become political?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when did this happen? Did I miss the memo of science not being a thing?
Mm-hmm. And now it's like, it's kind of like tiptoeing around the fact. And it's like, for our class too, we have to spend a lot of time talking about climate change and like why it might or might not be real. And that's a difficult thing to talk about when you're trying to figure out like solutions. And when you have a semester, it's really difficult to kind of go around that. And
I mean, you have to be open to other people's point of view. But when other people's point of view is being incredibly racist and ignoring science, it's a little bit hard to do that. Because mm-hmm. I feel like I talk to people and I'm like, when I talk to some people, it's like, yeah, the sky is blue. And they're like, no, it's not. And it's Biden's fault. And it's like, what? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The other thing is like understanding kind of like what, like things like what is inflation?
Yep.
And inflation is, because it's like, you can't tell somebody like, the economy is like too good.
No,
you can't say that.
No, I totally get. I mean, it's understanding, you know, basic concepts. I feel like a lot of kids do want to have these conversations, but I feel like teachers are really scared to have them because they're afraid of losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of kids do want to have this conversation. You know, when I was younger and when I was in like, you know, elementary school and middle school, like, we didn't talk politics at all. Like, it was just something that no mm-hmm. one said a word about. because, you know, other people might have different beliefs and we don't want to enforce our beliefs on other people. And then I like got to the end of middle school and high school and everyone's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, we can talk about this here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really when I started learning about other people's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, some people have like never seen snow. I had like never met like a diehard Trump supporter or Republican mm-hmm. up until I was like 14.
Yeah.
So I just thought, you know, everyone just believed what we did. Everyone was just in this blue liberal democratic bubble when no, we are not.
Yeah. I don't know. This is like kind of surprising to me, and it's still like surprise. I don't know. It will always be surprising to me, but I feel like I didn't understand that climate change affected people until I was 14.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't really understand. You know, I knew it was a thing and I knew it's what people of the party I identified with spoke about, but I couldn't really explain anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's super dangerous, especially being like, you know, on the other side, like you strictly believe party lines and you don't do any thinking for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what a lot of us do nowadays when mm-hmm. it's the importance of like, you need to educate yourself and you need to be educated by different groups of people.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like we pass down that kind of like political ideology. We don't pass yeah. down the curiosity to figure out like what that, what your political belief really is.
No, it's never, okay, this is what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You go do research on your own. You figure this out. It's really hard to stray away from your family's views and topics and things.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And I can't imagine, you know, being in a family that was so hateful of other groups of people. Like I'd never understood it. As even as a kid, I don't understand it now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how you can literally preach hate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did that, not preaching hate, but like take on the political kind of ideologies that my parents did.
Oh yeah. No, I do too.
So I think there's that too. What would you say is kind of like the role, would you say like is the role of schools in kind of like politics and bringing this up?
I think it's their job to educate us about how to find a credible source and how to critical think. I think we neglect critical thinking because we see all these headlines and every news source now is biased regardless of what political party you are.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, there's CNN versus Fox News and everything is skewed. So you have to learn how to do your own thinking. And I think schools need to teach that. Like, if you're too afraid to talk about politics, you need to teach about what's a credible source, how to critical think. Is it logical that Hillary Clinton is hosting a child sex ring in a pizzeria? Like, you know, we need to learn how to critical think. And mm-hmm. I think people don't do that now.
Mm-hmm. I also think learning the history, too, and that's where history comes in, is also extremely important. Like, how did we get into this position? And it's not an easy route to kind of figure out, but it also almost is an easy route to kind of see. Like, I mean, I don't know.
No, yeah. I totally get what you mean. My dad always told, he's a history major.
Nice.
And he always told me, like, we put so much influence on STEM right now, like science, technology, mm-hmm. engineering, math. We put so much influence on that. But if we don't study history, we don't see where history is, like, we repeat itself.
Mm-hmm.
It just does. We repeat itself in history. And I feel like people neglect history. And then all of a sudden we're making the same stupid mistakes we did 100 years ago when we were, quote unquote, less civilized. Mm-hmm. It's like you're literally making the same mistakes.
Mm-hmm. And so, you were talking about that, too, with your mom protesting for the exact same thing that you're protesting for now.
Yep.
Yeah. How do you think, like, your education at West has kind of influenced the path that you want to go down?
I think it's only made it stronger, to mm-hmm. be perfectly honest. I didn't realize how much, you know, activism called me. I always knew that I was told that I was being too loud and I needed to be quieter when I got passionate about things. And then I got to West and I realized there are other people that actually want to hear what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I always was told in middle school, like, Grace, you need to keep it down. In middle school, people actually, like, teachers would call me and, like, genuinely want to know what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never experienced that before. And that's something that I'm really, really grateful for, that people actually gave me the chance to speak my voice and have those open conversations and, you know, learn how to stand up for myself and argue correctly and back up my own opinion. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't have done that without going to high school.
Yeah. No, and I also agree with also like teachers in general, too. I think like the system of education isn't as open to this, but specific teachers, I think, have been very available, giving time. I could not imagine being a teacher.
No. And it's funny because I, you know, the person who made me want to be a middle school health teacher, my middle school health teacher, I have had my life saved by teachers. Like, I don't know what I would have ever done without them. Like, mm-hmm. I still have teachers that I'm in contact with after being retired who I talk to on a regular basis because they're such mm-hmm. an influential part of my life. You know, when you don't see your parents, they are your parents for like 8-9 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Because I go to school and I'm at school for 7-8 hours. Then I go home and I go to work and I don't really see my parents. So like they are literally my parents. They are my support. Mm-hmm. And I have so many teachers. And I talked about this last time too. Like y'all know who you are. You're probably listening to this because I told you to. But I am just so grateful for them and so grateful to have their support. And I think that's something that's really neglected in teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I was talking to some teachers like earlier this week too, because I was writing an article about like interdisciplinary education. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering, like, as a student, how do you see like interdisciplinary education being a part of like your school experience, but also like how do you think we can like add that to school?
I feel like I can't really speak on this because I was never, you know, I'm a majority, you know, I benefit from the system of, you know, disciplinary action. So mm-hmm. I feel like I really can't speak on it as much. I also don't know a lot about it. I was always a well-behaved kid growing up. I usually didn't have problems. And, you know, because I'm white, generally I won't face any consequences for my actions. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that this year, especially.
Yeah. I think, like, interdisciplinary education, too, just, like, seeing how the departments work or don't work mm-hmm. together is really interesting. I guess in these interviews too, I noticed that departments work really strongly together.
Yeah.
But within those departments, the departments don't work together with each other as much as they used to. And it sounds like there actually is a history of them working closely together, which I think is interesting because I don't see that, I guess.
Yeah. I think within those, you know, pods or groups of people, I think, you know, there needs to also be different types of people and we need to interact. We need to listen to other people. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to make any progress or strides in, you know, just being a disciplinarian. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a bad word, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like disciplinary action if we don't talk to each other first.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. How do you think COVID has, like, permanently changed our school? Not to sound like Mr. Safi is, like,
a little bit, yeah.
I know, I was just like, but no, yeah.
No, I totally get it. I think I could go on forever. I feel like, you know, the freshmen this year, the last time that they were in school, they were sixth graders. So we have sixth graders as ninth graders. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's so weird to me because I feel like everyone kind of, I noticed this with my younger kids, where I guess this isn't about like my school, our school in particular, mm-hmm. but like my younger kids, they have zero social skills. Mm-hmm. And so I literally have to make themselves talk to each other.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that growing up now, we're just so used to staring at a screen and turning things on and off that we don't know how to have an actual conversation. And I think that's something that's huge mm-hmm. that has really impacted our school.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I see that too, like social interactions and just the way that we're coming back and everything. And even just like with this show as well.
Yeah.
Like not being interacting with people for such a long time has really impacted us.
Yep.
But thank you so much for being a guest today.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I always love being here.
And I'm sure we have another 13 weeks, so I'm sure you're going to be back at some
point. Oh, yeah. I'll see you again, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Thank you so much. And that is The Sauce.